down into it right smart.
Really?
Yeah. I had the tail guard to that saw in this hand, you see, and I was going across a 2x12. A nigga helper come by with a load of lumber on his shoulder, and he just reached down and took hold of the end of that 2x12 to keep it from splitting, and he threw my saw in a cramp, and he had come out of that. And my hand went down with that tail guard, and it just cut that finger off me.
Gosh. How were you when that happened?
I guess I was about 55, 7, somewhere along there. Dr. Oldham up here was a company doctor, and he fixed it up.
Did you go into the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave me a shot.
Who? The doctor or the
nurse? Yeah. And the nurse was in there with him. They stood there and talked to me a little bit, and she was cleaning that hand up, you know.
Yeah.
I passed out. And then he went to work on it. But boy, he looked like he'd been whipped when he got me in my room and I waked up. He was tired. He said he pulled and worked on those ligaments and those fingers. Something awful.
Uh-huh.
Putting them back together, but he never get that one so it'd work.
Yeah.
Won't bend.
Still stiff, huh?
Yeah. I can work it just a tiny bit in that joint, but not enough to do any good. This one will bend a little bit. But I can't bend it without taking this hand to it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get so tied back right. He crossed him up or something.
Well, you still got a good pair of hands.
Yeah, I can still drive a nail with it.
You're still working, too.
Yeah.
When you got a little cut or something like that, what would you put in it?
Methylate.
Or iodine. Anything else? Kind of brown stuff?
You talking about iodine?
Yeah. They put that in there, too?
Yeah, I have. But I'd rather have methylate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did folks ever get that disease, Mr. That made their skin turn yellow?
You're talking about... yellow jaundice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had it.
You have?
That's reason they won't take blood from me for anybody. Anybody that's had it, they can't use my blood. Their blood.
Hmm.
In another person. And when my back was broke up, that doctor in Memphis told me, don't never give any blood to anybody, even my wife. She said, you'll have to become paralyzed and never walk again. I don't much believe that. I think I could give some blood if it wasn't for that yellow jaundice. I had that same summer out yonder when I told you the possum was catching my chickens.
Yeah.
I had it.
Now, if somebody got a disease and they passed away, folks might say, I'm glad that old guy finally, they were making a joke about it. What would they say? They might say, I'm glad that old
son gun died.
I'm glad he finally kicked
the bucket.
Kicked the bucket.
Yeah. I got to get them women in here and let them watch while I'm broke.
Okay.